You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski in the previous segment joining us, Nick and Jonathan here on Afternoon Drive. We do have Travis Sawchuk coming up at 4:40. We'll talk some Gardo's deadline there. And as a reminder, guys, you can get the latest from Browns training camp right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder reacts and recaps each and every practice and features the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on the field action. As a matter of fact, he is going to have some of our Kevin Stefanski interview with him later here as well. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube. 92.3 The Fan channel now on YouTube. And get all the latest from Daryl Ryder and the Browns on all the way throughout football season. So as I butchered that entirely and completely, it was interesting. We led the interview somewhere in there in between Pearl Jam slander.
You want to stay after. I want to really find out what type of Pearl Jam fan you are.
And then I butchered the second name of the song.
So he said it wasn't, but you could tell. I could tell. Yeah.
He lost respect for me.
It was a big disappointing look that you didn't immediately have a name on that album.
It was two bucks bucking up at each other. And I think Kevin Stefanski won.
Well, he thought you were a fake Pearl Jam fan there for a second. Yeah. And then I was so happy for you that you actually came up with a name.
Yeah. Well, so I got Comatose right, which is my favorite song off that album.
Okay.
But it's Big Wave is a great song on that as well. But I stuttered on it, and I think he was like, oh, who's this clown? Get him out of here.
He definitely made it look at first. Yeah. But then you rebounded. And then also when you put it back on him, then you could see that it was spinning. Yeah. And he was like, oh, wait, this isn't an easy thing just to remember, even as big of a fan as you could be.
I mean, he won the exchange, but I can walk away with my head held high as a Pearl Jam
fan. He was
fun.
He was fun, though.
That's really like...
He was. He was fun.
You know, Kevin, when he... I don't mean this in the way it might come out, but when he decides to be fun, he's great. Like,
so I remember interviewing him last year at training camp here, right? And I remember one of the questions I'd asked him, leading up to it all, was basically like, "What are you watching on TV?"
Yeah,
and he was like, "I'm not doing TV." And he did it in a fun way of like, kind of like, "So what? Any recommendations you got for me?" But the real answer there was like, "I'm not doing TV. That's not what I'm doing right now." And so I liked that even in the Happy Gilmore answer, he was able to be like, "Yeah, like I've seen it. I have thoughts on it. I have opinions on it." Like it seemed like he's very well balanced right now in life in a good way.
Well, and I think this is the right year to be that, the right balance. And we've talked about this as us fans. The pressure of the Deshaun situation is gone. All right? Now, and there are other complications this season. How good are they going to be? The Quinshon stuff. But we just don't have that hanging over our head.
Yeah.
It's not something you necessarily ask him because that's not something he's going to, really, oh, yeah, hey, the guy who's still under contract and isn't in our quarterback room. But it does. I think it's something that I've noticed. It's just not as tight. And I'm not just talking about Kevin. I'm talking about just around, like in the interactions that I'm having. It just doesn't feel as tight as under that pressure with Deshaun and playoff and Super Bowl expectations that was such the talk and such the rage in last camp.
Yeah, you know me. I like to read people. I like to read into body language. I like to read into how they answer questions. I get into that type of stuff. And with him, I mean, everything, it couldn't have been more positive in this interaction.
But I don't want to try and read too much into one answer. When I did ask him, like, are you close to naming a quarterback? It sounds like he's still letting the process play out.
Which is what he should be doing, you know? Like, there's a couple answers I really loved, and that one was one of them. Because I love the idea that he's not steadfast in any sort of answer. He's open to the idea that somebody can come up and take the job, and they can go ahead and run with it. The other answer I really liked was him talking about how, basically, you can't manage egos all the same, and you have to be able to be flexible with these guys. He brought his brothers in the equation. He's like, I got three brothers. They all act differently as well. I feel like sometimes you get these coaches, and they treat everybody like they're all one. I love that answer out of him, because the real right answer in that equation is everyone is different. Everyone is built different, and you got to treat people differently, whether it's the quarterback battle or whether that's just an ego in the locker room.
Well, I just think to hear him say, I'm not there yet, and we got a plan, and we're going to let it play out.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some coach speak in there. It's also what I think has to be happening. And you know, we've had so many former football players go on, well, you know, I'd love it if it's the veteran, because it feel like you give yourself a chance. I think that's a great answer for the beginning of camp. But the truth is, by the end of camp, all players want is the guy that gives them the best chance to win week one. And then in week two, they want the guy that gives them the best chance to win.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. So in the end, if it is Shador, or if it is Kenny Pickett, or if it is Dylan Gabriel, those players don't give a rat's patootie what experience that guy has. I think they're still going to fall on the veterans, at least with Joe Flacco, because Joe, I think he is just a leader.
Yeah,
sure. There's just no BS about that. But yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting, like, you know, you have to take Kevin at face value on that, but that is what needs to happen. You need to continue the quarterback kerfuffle at least through, you know, two preseason games to really have a good sense of this.
And you can tell that it's obviously weighing on his mind the way that it should be, not only because he's an offensive coach, but when you asked him about practice today, what was his answer? Sloppy.
Kind of like that.
Sloppy. And why was it sloppy? Dylan Gabriel looked pretty sloppy today. Like, I'm glad it matched exactly what we saw in many respects.
And by the way, in fairness, he didn't just say it was sloppy because
he didn't say that. I'm
Dylan,
saying that.
But
I'm
I just wanted that. To make that distinction.
When we watched from a distance, all it felt like was Dylan Gabriel incomplete pass.
Yeah,
ball
the
hit
past
in the
charters have not been kind to Dylan Gabriel.
No, it's an every. I get it. I'll say it for like. You're going to get so tired of me talking about this for the next month or so. The idea that the entire Bernie interview was me just watching Dylan Gabriel have incomplete pass with an incomplete pass with incomplete pass.
So what's funny about that is I'm a big eye contact person, so I like to and both Coach Kevin, you can tell
they both lock in on
Bernie,
eye contact. Bernie's huge on eye contact.
But what's funny is he wouldn't get it from you because you're watching Dylan Gabriel.
He got a lot
so
of it.
He's answering.
No. I'm next to him, closer.
We were simpatico,
and so there was many stretches where I was like having to lock eyes to make sure that he knows that we weren't, you know,
elsewhere. You weren't being rude. That's what I'm saying. But it was funny. Like if you even darted those eyes towards Dylan Gabriel. Bernie was just like, and I'm looking at Nick now.
Is that what happened? You moved off me to then you?
Yes. I'm not getting what I want from this guy, so I'm going to give the rest of the answer
to
the
big guy.
And
it was brief lookups, but every time I briefly looked up, that's what was happening. It was a Dylan Gabriel incomplete pass, and I'm charting it in my head myself as I'm talking to Bernie. You're right. Bernie's a big eye contact guy.
And
I
was surprised because
I don't remember that with Kevin,
but today he was.
Yeah, very much
so. I like that answer, by the way. Like, one of the things I like when Kevin does it, because he doesn't do it all the time, is I do like when answers feel incredibly there. Like, hey man, that wasn't there. Like, where there's a big kernel of truth in there of, yeah, it was sloppy.
Well, it would have been, I mean, I guess maybe he just knows it would have been wrong. He could have said whatever he wanted, though, but he knows we're here. You know what I mean? Like, he knows we saw this, and there's no way we thought that this was a good practice by any measurement, but he could have just as easily lied to everybody listening.
You know, I got to say, Dylan Gabriel looked fantastic today.
I could have done it, though.
Young Steve Young.
You know there are coaches in the NFL that would have just completely ran with whatever story they wanted to tell, and he didn't. He was like, that was sloppy. Didn't like it.
What stood out from the Kevin Stefanski interview to you guys? At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media, we got plenty to get to on the show. We'll have more reaction from Kevin Stefanski on the lead coming up, but there has been a response, but is it the right response? With the Guardians, that's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Zach Meisel on with Baskin and Phelps today, talking about Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase. They remain suspended with pay through the end of this month, But so that was already disheartening enough to hear, JP. And then Zach Meisel actually just tweeted out about 5 minutes ago that the lockers for Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz have been cleared out in the Guardians clubhouse.
Not a great sign, all things considered. I mean, I've been pretty steadfast the entire time. And I mean, it just, we'll find out with their investigation. I have a hard time thinking they'll ever pitch again, nonetheless, at any point this season.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm framing this, but I just have to say, if it's the worst news, which is they're done for the rest of this year or longer, I'd rather not hear it till August 31st.
You want them delayed?
Yeah, the blow-by-blow right now is killing me. Like,
we've had one too many things happen?
Yeah, this okay, listen, I know we all feel incredibly disappointed in Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz, and certainly the Ortiz thing, he was going to be a huge part of your rotation for the next 4 years.
And he legitimately had been your best pitcher since May 1st on. The last seven starts that he was on the field, it was a sub-2.5 ERA.
So, with that being said, this to me is so much more impactful in my enjoyment of the season than just wins and losses. Because with wins and losses, I'm seeing a team battle. I'm seeing a team really try to figure it out, and these guys have not given up. And I'm about that. I can root for you even if you're a 500 team, if you're a 500 team of good dudes. And then you go to the other part of this, and you're like, oh my God, a guy that was, you know, the best closer in baseball, who knows if he'll pitch again? Same thing with Luis Ortiz, who looked like a young Luis Castillo, down to the hair and everything. It is so disheartening to think about. And you're going to be questioning this kind of stuff from pitchers for the next year and a half. This stink is going to be so hard to erase. And then when you hear something as final as, and I know they can put the stuff back in the lockers, but I mean, what? If they were going to be back in 30 days,
they wouldn't have cleaned out the lockers.
Which just really just ramps up not just the disappointment, but just I'm disappointed in them personally. I'm disappointed for them. Like, how could this happen? You have everything. Like, people are complaining about, oh, well, maybe if the Dolans paid them more money. It's like, that's dumb. They make good money in baseball, even if you just make the veteran minimum.
It's the idea, though, and. I don't want to just completely disregard the idea that if they had been paid more, if Class A had been paid more, maybe they don't go down this road. Because I just know from my life experiences, like people do. When people steal, why do they steal? They steal because they don't feel like they're being paid enough. But the whole thing is stupid. Like you said, whether or not they're good people or not, I don't go there with this at all. You can be a good person and just be an idiot. I think they're just idiots. I don't think they're bad people because they were gambling and trying to make a couple extra bucks. That's not what I think. I just think they were really, really dumb, and they didn't understand the market attached to it all, if that's even how this ends up going down.
I mean, I think now, and maybe it's because we played the Zach thing going into this. Like, do we have to even reset our expectation on what the worst means?
Well, so it's interesting that you're taking that approach with it, because I told you for a couple days now, I've had a theory as to why this hasn't completely taken off on a national stage day in, day out. And the only thing I was thinking of, and again, I if they're clearing out their lockers, then this probably disproves this theory. Mm-hmm. And it isn't ironclad, but like Joe Sheehan, for instance, you know I like Joe Sheehan. He's got a newsletter. He's been on the station a few times. He had a scenario. And he said the scenario is far more worrisome. Our pitcher gets texted a grainy picture of his cousin or aunt tied to a chair with a knife to her throat with instructions to make sure their first pitch is a ball or your relative dies. If you're the player, do you risk going to the team in the league or do you just bounce a slider? If you're an MLB player, how confident are you that the league has your back in this instance? And it's like, we took a call on Tuesday in the 6 o'clock hour, and the person had made some suggestion to that, like that idea of what if this was something more nefarious at play, and they were almost forced into the action of doing this. But the idea that the Guardians are clearing out the lockers, I think, would take this scenario out of play. But I do think that's what people were worried about and why everyone didn't immediately jump to have big, long-standing conversations around this.
So I think while we're having this part of the conversation, we probably should also then go into what is maybe going on politically here. But 216-474-0092. So Clase and Ortiz's lockers have been cleared out at the ballpark there. Are you just expecting the worst for Clase and Ortiz? And guys, I honestly think the worst is not them missing the rest of this year. The worst is an indefinite suspension. And I think I mean,
well, I mean, lifetime ban is definitely on the table here.
Yeah, and I think like that's
you get nothing for Class A because you can't trade him, obviously. Yep. And then Ortiz, who's one of the best pitchers in your rotation at this point, is just gone.
And
that's a devastating blow to a team.
And that was a huge asset that you had, even if you weren't going to keep him for the next 4 years, to try and turn around and rebuild your roster or retool your roster. Well, that is one less option you have there. But on the other side of this, Governor Mike DeWine, just late yesterday, as a matter of fact, I think right about the time we're going off air, is called for the Ohio Casino Control Commission, the OCCC, as some are calling it, to ban prop bets in the wake of Guardians' gambling investigation.
Yeah, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Now, they already took it away for the colleges, right? When you watch Ohio State, you can't bet on prop bets. You can't bet on a Jeremiah Smith touchdown, for instance. So, like, this is just the extension of that. But you're blaming and you're putting this on the wrong people if this is the case. Now, I could see a spot, Nick, where baseball legitimately says, we had two people that ended up being guilty of this. We don't want it's the risk isn't worth the reward, because you're not making thousands, millions of dollars based on these little micro bets and the little prop bets. I could see baseball. I could see I could see the casinos, all of them getting together and being like, it's not worth it to us. But DeWine leading the charge here just feels like you're just out here being a showman.
Yeah, it also felt like maybe a little bit of Guardians fandom here, or like some, well, we can't have this going on. It's like, there is a part of me where it's like, well, we all knew this was going to happen. You just hoped it never happened to your team. And I think, like,
I really didn't know it was going to happen. I didn't think I thought it was too obvious. And maybe that's my fault in giving people enough intelligence, credit for their intelligence. I just thought there's no way to make enough money to be able to have it not flagged. And you'd have to be an idiot not to see that. That's where I was wrong.
I just thought, like, all right, you have a couple guys who are made examples of, and once that happens, yeah, enough guys get slapped on the hand hard enough. And, I mean, in fairness, it has impacted Malik Beasley's free agency now, probably whatever career Terry Rozier has left, Class A,
Ortiz. I mean, it impacted Calvin Ridley. It impacted Jameson Williams. Like, there's NFL examples of this, too. And it's just, it's one of these things that, I mean, those are different, though. The majority of the situations that we're talking about, it's guys betting on games. And sometimes it's games that aren't even in their league that they're with. This is different. This is being dumb for prop bets.
Yeah, and I just don't think it's going to solve any of the problems that you have. Like, it might solve a micro problem, which is the prop bets themselves. I think baseball, and if baseball and other leagues didn't expect this to be a significant part of the game going forward, and by the way, I don't think this is going to stop it either. I think this is going to now, because gambling is a part of everything. It's going to be a part. It's going to be, like you're trying to control a scenario in which, oh, by the way, that player could then go out on the road in another market where they don't have, or where they don't have prop bet bans, and then they could get pinged on prop bets in another market.
You mean, like, as if they don't play in a million different states all throughout the season? And oh, by the way, it's not as if these players were the ones that are really making the bets, because we had it dinged in three different states. And so, like, if you're doing this operation, it was Ohio, it was New York, and it was New Jersey. All right, you just make your bets in New York and New Jersey. Like, and what is DeWine thinking?
And there's a part of me here, too, of like policing the masses because of a couple dumb people. It's really tough to do that. Like, at some point, if a handful of athletes are doing this, or even like a year, right?
Yeah.
And then you change state policy for that. That just feels like the – it does feel – you said – was it was it political theater or something like that?
Yeah,
It also just feels like an excuse to control something you want to control.
Yeah, I just don't – I don't understand it. Maybe he's just making headlines. I'm not really sure. It doesn't feel anything
– he didn't sign anything in the legislature, so I guess that, you know.
Well, and it's odd, too, because for a while there, it seemed like he was going into the pockets and trying to get as much money as he could from the different, betting taxes and everything that he wanted. And so maybe this is his response to the betting community. Like, I'm gonna come down hard on you, because there was obvious pushback that happened with that.
Yeah.
There was obvious pushback. He wanted to go to make it 35 to 40% or so, and like some other states already have. And you could tell all the different gambling companies were like, don't even threaten to do that, because we'll just take our ball and go home in many ways.
I just think, to the big picture of sports gambling and the impact it's going to have on these leagues, the cat is out of the bag.
Right? I want to know how far it does extend. Like, I mean, I really don't think it's crazy to think that there's somebody else involved with the Guardians that we're just not aware of yet. I have a hard time, and this is just me and my opinion alone, but I do have a hard time thinking that it was just Clase and it was just Ortiz, and Ortiz figured out the system, or Clase figured out the system, and that's all it was. But, like, what do you do if you're baseball and you have seven or eight different people that get flagged on one team?
Yeah, and I, by the way, at some point, the organization's like, to me, this is different. You know, when you and I have been tweeting about this, people then fire back and be like, well, but what about the Browns and Quinshon? I'm like, all right, as you scout these guys more, you are going to be able to get wind of if they have an affinity for gambling. But this is happening when guys are already in their career. Like, mm-hmm. Class A was already a Guardian.
Right.
So, but that, and then gambling became legal. I think it's wildly different than, like, the domestic violence stuff, where it's not really hard to unroot any of that because a lot of that ends up on paper in the criminal system.
Yeah, but I do think the same thing applies in the Quinshon thing. I'd say the only through line here is that how would you possibly predict that someone would be wanting to do this?
Well, and that's why...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I think baseball actually has to protect the teams out of this because there's just no, like, I don't know if it's compensatory picks. I don't know if it's, you know, like in football, if your guy misses a full season, you get salary protection. I don't know what it is, but, I mean, this is the number two starter in a closer on a team. This ends up being wildly punitive to an organization who has no control over any of this.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about whether or not MLB should make up for it, almost, to be like, hey, we know this stinks, and it's not really your fault, so we're going to try to go ahead and do right in any way we possibly can.
I mean, they're so concerned about parity.
Because it does.
This impacts parity in a huge way.
Well, I mean, think about it. If we had traded, let's say, Ortiz and Clase in a package deal to the Tigers and got prospects instead, we would have rioted. traded. Yeah. We would have been like, you're giving away so many assets on your team. You would have had to get back three top 10 prospects for the Tigers in return.
And even then, I don't think
we'd be livid. You'd be like, you just cut our team down at its knees. So, that's a great point. I want to see what baseball would do in response to this. I bet baseball does nothing, but if I was the Guardians, I'd be doing your suggestion. I'd be saying, get us some compensatory picks, give us something, because there is no way we could have possibly known this. In fact, I'd turn it back on baseball and be like, the way you guys do these prop bets, you guys enticed them. This is your fault.
Generally, when betting, baseball won't do anything. You're going to win that bet. You're going to win that prop bet 10 times out of 10. All right. Either they're going to do something or they're not going to do something. Yeah, I bet baseball doesn't do anything. All right, that's even money. You can't win. You're not going to make any money on that kind of bet.
Yeah, unfortunately. Man.
216-474-0092. So the latest here is Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz lockers have been cleared out. Are you expecting the worst? Well, from the worst for the Guardians to where they go from here, Travis Sawchuk. A longtime MLB writer joins us in 5 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on the Guardians' deadline approach, the Bieber trade, and more on 92.3 The Fan. Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We got the lead coming up. We got Mike Golic Jr. coming up at 6. We did have Kevin Stefanski on 1 hour ago, and we'll have more reaction from our interview with Coach. You can also check some of the clips out at 92.3 The Fan on social media. However, the Guardians starting a 3-game set with the Twins tonight. Feels like a good time to get the Twins there, JP.
Yeah, I did wonder about that. Like, are they going to have like a 1-game, let's win one for all our fallen brethren?
Literally 10 guys got dealt off the Twins.
It's like, we got to show them for just trading everybody away.
Nah, they're going to lay right down.
Have they announced the roster moves yet to even field a team tonight?
I think they're actually going to have some of the guys that Shador was throwing to, some equipment managers, are going to be in right field and out of that bullpen tonight. But to talk about the Guardians of the deadline, the second half of the Guardian season, the final 56 games or so of the season, we head out to the Fan Hotline. Welcome in Driveline Baseball contributor Travis Sawchuk. Travis, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you here. I guess we'll start with this. They don't trade Stephen Kwan. They do or Carlos Santana. They do trade Paul Sewald, and they do trade Shane Bieber. What did you make of the Guardians' deadline approach?
Ideally, Bieber would have been coming out of his rehab assignment right now and helping against to the playoff push, and what a difference maker he could have been in a postseason series if he looked anything like the guy he was early last season before the unfortunate elbow injury. But I do think, you know, they're the ultimate bubble team, right? 54-54, 13% playoff chances at Fangraphs. It's really not, and we just look at the lineups day to day, it's really not a team that I think anyone has a lot of belief in. So it makes sense to flip him for a pretty good prospect. Steven was the pitcher from the second round pick they got from the Blue Jays, was the fourth best prospect traded at the deadline period, according to Baseball America. So that's a solid return for a pitcher who is going to opt out of his contract most likely. Steven Kwan's such a nice player with more years of team control. So I'm glad they, you know, didn't sell low on him. I think you still want to, you're not in a total rebuild situation. There's only so many prime Jose Ramirez seasons left, and they've had so much trouble developing outfielders. I thought it was prudent to only trade Kwan if you're getting overwhelmed, like, say, the Athletics were in the Mason Miller deal. I think the deadline was logical, but it's also been a very disappointing season, too, and it's hard to get too excited about what lies ahead in August, September for the Guardians.
Do you think an extension for Kwan is on the table, or would you bet more that we go into the offseason and maybe that's when Kwan gets traded, or even next deadline maybe Kwan gets traded?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, and I think it depends upon, are they able to add anything externally that they think is attractive outfield-wise? But, you know, this is a player I wouldn't be super motivated to move Kwan. He's your leadoff hitter on most days. He is getting your most plate appearances. He's one of your higher on-base percentage players. The club's had so much trouble developing outfielders. I'd rather try to extend the player than move him. So I don't think they should be. I don't see the motivation to be sellers of Kwan unless you're being overwhelmed.
Travis, we and Travis Sawchuk here of Driveline Baseball on the fan hotline, breaking down the Guardians' deadline here. I know they're only a couple games back in the wild card. Detroit's given them a little opportunity with some recent struggles here, although that's a much steeper climb of 8-9 games in the division. What does a final 56-game push for the Guardians come down to? I know we're going to go offense, but individually, like, who has to step up?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, and it would sure help to have an elite closer and Ortiz still around. And that really, I mean, just as an aside, you look at that closer market, relief pitcher market, and if you wanted to sell into that, what an opportunity they just lost. And now they have enough position, perhaps indefinitely.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So going forward, I think, Slade has to continue to pitch really well. They need as much offense as they can get out of the bottom half of the lineup. But it's a real uphill challenge. The Tigers have come back to them a little bit, but you're still battling with a bunch of teams for that final wild card spot, and maybe I think the division's probably very unlikely. So that's a real uphill challenge, which is why you move a Shane Bieber, and I think that's a logical approach. But baseball's a strange game. Maybe Manzardo can be in the lineup more days than not and get hot again like he was early in the season. Maybe Martinez can be a difference maker in lineup. But the lineup, I think, if you're just being realistic about it, just too many holes. Now the back end of the bullpen has huge question marks. The biggest ace card you had in the second half of the season, Bieber, is no longer with the team. So I just think it's an unlikely scenario, but baseball is a a strange game in many respects. So you never know what could happen, but I do think they are dark horse long shots going forward. So much would have to break right.
You know, you mentioned Manzardo and not getting everyday opportunities, and they take a very analytical approach, and I can respect it in many ways, but platooning in the scenarios that they keep platooning with, especially when they're putting guys like David Fry up there, who's not hitting any better than, let's say, Manzardo even would in a lefty-lefty situation, can you make it make sense for me, Travis?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a strict platoon by the numbers, by the spreadsheet, and a lot of times it makes sense, but I do think with such a young player, against certain left-handed pitchers, you know, not the Chris Sale in his prime or Randy Johnson in his prime, not those types of lefties or Garrett Crochet, but against certain lefties, I think there could be benefits to playing a young hitter like Manzardo, where I've talked to Freddie Freeman, other guys about this who weren't platooned early in their career and hit from the left side, and there are benefits to having to stick in there against tough angles coming from left-handed pitchers, seeing spin from that side. And they felt there were benefits that helped them, you know, when they have the platoon advantage facing right-handed pitchers. So, and the sample's so small, we can't say for certain whether Manzardo can or cannot hit lefties. So I think he should get a little more exposure there, especially if things turn south in September, then, you know, why not play him every day and see what you have? So, this is a team that has struggled to find, you know, offensive contributors, and he's one of your more promising young position players, so why not see what he can do? I don't think it should be such a strict platoon.
Travis, looking to just kind of the deadline at a bigger level, who do you think had the best deadline and maybe increased their chances the most to win a championship in the second half?
Yeah, it was super entertaining deadline. I mean, the Padres, they increased their World Series winning chances the most, if you believe in some of the projection system models. But they paid a super high price to do that in moving a top five overall prospect in the game and Leo DeVries. And do you do that for control over an awesome closer, Mason Miller? But we also know how prone hard throwers are to injury, so Padres are super fascinating. I don't know if I want to call them winners, but they're the most consequential team of the deadline. I think the Athletics, not that they really have a fan base or anyone to really get fired up about this, but to get the prospect I mentioned, DeVries, back in that deal, was that's massive. We all know what Nick Kurtz is doing, and to add a top-five prospect to that young infield that also includes Jacob Wilson, who is leading the AL in hits for a long stretch in the season, that's I guess Las Vegas. They do have a really exciting position player group. So I look at the winners. The Twins, I mean, they totally blew up their roster, but I think they returned, you know, something like a dozen players back. And among them, Tate, the catching prospect from the Phillies, is really interesting. Taj Bradley from the Rays, if they can make a few adjustments there. He has shown flashes of being a top-of-the-rotation contributor. So Twins have taken a step back for sure. But they brought back some of the most future value. I think of the top 10 prospects at the deadline, they had four or five of them, according to Baseball America. So I do think, given their difficult situation, they did the best they could do. Blue Jays getting Bieber in a pretty wide open year. He could be a number one, number two starter for them in a postseason series if he gets back to the guy who really last. And I do like what the Jays did the deadline.
Follow this man on Twitter at Travis_Sawchick. Travis, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Travis on the fan hotline there. I think we're having some phone difficulties.
I think we did. That ended exactly the way that the entire interview went. Sometimes you have a good phone line, sometimes you don't. That's okay.
I've been saying that. See, as a man with strong Verizon coverage, I really never
Verizon
have to worry.
Has taken care of you.
And I mean, I'm the VIP with Verizon.
You are.
I get that VIP treatment.
You get
that
new phone they hooked you up
with. I got a sweet phone. I got a couple smartwatches for my daughters. Oh, and yeah, when I do radio hits, my phone never breaks out. So
I'm
we got
jealous.
That.
What a great deal you have over there at the Verizon and the good people at Verizon.
Yeah. I mean, maybe one day we'll shoehorn our buddy No-So Johnny into the deal.
Maybe, just maybe. I think it's interesting what he was trying to say about the Twins, though. Like, I do love... Was that too quick of a pivot for you?
No, it was the, what he was trying to say is the one that broke me.
Oh, okay. Like, it's, it kind of goes to the idea that at least the Twins picked a lane. At the end of the day, at least they did. They might, it might seem awful for Minnesota fans in the moment, but they're not doing any waffling of in between are we or aren't we. They chose a lane, and now they'll be able to kind of, you know, it'll be a crappy couple years, but then they'll be able to navigate those waters and hopefully come out better for the end of it.
Is that smart, though, to do in 2025 where everybody has a chance?
Today's baseball is interesting. Yeah, in today's baseball, we just see so few teams actually choosing that route. And the ones that do, it seems like it's really hard to eventually climb out of. But at least you're not waffling in what they've been doing for the previous 5 years, essentially, which is, 85 to 89 wins and massively underperforming every single season.
Yeah, but the reason they haven't been able to go beyond that is just not good enough drafting.
Well, not good enough health either, I would argue.
Well, but I think, so, like, my thing is, like, if you're a championship parade than have the best farm system in baseball, what was the line you used?
Prospects are cool, parades are cooler.
Okay. I don't think then you can be a fan in this day's age baseball being somebody that's like, well, you picked a lane there and you tanked or you rebuilt. Just because I don't think you have to rebuild in this current era unless there are financial restrictions beyond measure.
Well, and there clearly are in this instance, and that's why they try to get out of every contract they possibly could. And that's why Correa's a Houston Astro right now.
Would have taken Byron Buxton here.
I just think they looked at the endless middle. And listen, if I was Buxton, I would have definitely, if I knew that was the approach, I would have been like, maybe I'm not just going to do the no trade clause thing and tell him I want to be a Twin for life. My goodness.
So we'll have more on the Guardians when we come back. We got the lead. You hear a little bit of our Kevin Stefanski interview coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.